All right, my brother, here we are for episode 61 of By the Numbers. What have we got tonight?
Man, we got five movies that I'm not 100% sure about. We got Imaginary. We got The Marsh King's Daughter. We got some Fight Club movie that's escaping my memory.
Rumble Through the Dark.
Rumble Through the Dark. We got Anyone But You and Night Shift.
All right.
Night Shift.
Night Shift. Yeah. All right. He's Rich. I'm Dave. We're the Faces for Radio. Let's get going. 5-4-3-2 show. What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining us as the Faces for Radio podcast presents By the Numbers, where we take new releases, theater streaming, or physical release. We watch them, we review them, we'll let you know our thoughts. I am your host, David, and my co-host is...
Rich. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. How you doing?
Okay. I've been fighting a headache all day. Actually, been fighting a headache the last 3 days, but hey, man, it's showtime.
Yeah, it is. It's time to buckle down and do it. I had a migraine last Saturday for basically we had to move Spirits with Spirits last week, moved it from Friday to Saturday. And now we're moving to Monday starting the 25th. 25th of this month.
Yeah.
I was ready Friday, but we couldn't do it Friday. So, but all day Saturday I had a migraine and I was like, you know what? Just push. The show must go on. We got to do it. We can't let it go another week because we'd already pushed it a week because of my family issues. We pick these kind of at random. We go in cold. We just go, okay, what's coming out new? Let's put, you know, we kind of have an idea of the genre. We put them in. We schedule them out. We never know if the movies are really going to be good or not.
Yeah.
I do have to say this was not a good week.
It was not a good week. I mean, there was one movie I really, really, really liked. And I still want to add this movie to my collection. I just haven't got to the store to buy it yet. But we'll talk about it when we get to that movie.
That's interesting. I mean, I liked three of these, but I didn't really, really like any of them.
I liked two.
I was like, okay. I'd put two above the other ones, but there's a third one where like, yeah, okay, I'd watch that again. If you know, you put a gun to my head or something, but yeah, there were two movies here that were just, they were pretty disappointing. Let's go into the chat and see who's here. Caveman joined us. He came in about an hour early.
Well, Adrian, if you're still here, I am sorry. I was going to do an Instagram live with him, just to chat with him. But, man, I had a headache the last couple days. So I apologize for that guy. So I hope you can accept my apology for not doing it.
Oh, man. Well, you did come in day of. So, Caveman, you get the cookie, my brother.
Oh, man, those look good.
Cookies for you. Robert's here. Rob, what's up, brother? Rob, my friends, has just recently signed to join us on By the Numbers for April 24th. I'm really looking forward to getting Rob on the show, pushing him through the movies. And we're thinking about it or tossing this around, but Corey, our good buddy Wilkie, also wanted to join us for the 24th. So it might be a fatal four-way.
Might be a foursome.
Yeah. It might be a foursome. We might do a wife swap. Rob, if you're interested in doing a four-way, then you know, give me a faux show, because I know that's your thing.
Yeah.
And let us know if you're down for that, because Corey also wanted to do that day, but you came first.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that sexually.
Dave's or maybe picture. I do. Oh, shit.
What's up, Holland? Good to see you, brother.
I hope you're doing good.
Gun to your head, I guess you like all of them. Gun to my head, I'll have to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
But Robert loves cookies, four-way, damn, and then faux show. Okay, so he's down. He's down for a four-way, you guys. So I messaged Corey and told him I'd talk to you. So if Corey's down for this, we're going to do a four-way.
April 24th,
it's going to be me, Rich, Rob, and Corey. April 24th, that's going to be a great show, and I'm looking forward to that. So that means the average will be from four of us,
yeah.
Not just three, because we've only had three. We've had one guest on the show, but never two at a time. So, I think we can handle it. I think we can handle it.
We got this.
What's up, Dell? Speaking of people
that
got
this,
Dell recently messaged us, and I was going to talk to you about that too, Rich, because Dell's looking to be on By the Numbers in the summer.
Hell yeah.
And have us together for a movie swap.
Oh, I'm down.
I was like, I know I'm speaking for Rich to say, dude, I'm totally in. I've got,
I don't talk to Dell a whole lot.
Yeah,
but I have so much respect for Dell and what he does over on his channel. I absolutely love Dell. So anytime he wants to do something with us, I'm down.
Yeah,
so.
Dell's one of my favorite people.
Me too.
I've known him longer than anybody in the movie community, because Dell and I have been friends since way back on Twitter.
Yeah.
In 2011, 2012. So I'll follow Dell into the fire, because he's one of my best friends on here.
And the thing about Dell is he comes across just as a stand-up guy. Yeah. You know, he has character.
Honest,
yeah,
honorable, unlike us. But
yeah,
totally. I don't know why he's asking us to do this, but
yeah,
totally, you know, totally stand-up guy. Absolutely, you know, straight up. He tells it like it is, no matter what. Whether it upsets you or not, he's going to give you an honest answer. And I respect that.
Yeah. I have a lot of respect for that.
Our foursome will be Rich, myself, Rob, and Corey. So I think that's going to be an awesome foursome.
Yeah.
Yep. Saying, hey, love it. Love it. Rob says, I'm good with that. No matter, the merrier. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll lock it down.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's a lot of man meat for the 24th. That's right.
I don't have a lot of man meat, so we're good.
we're good. So yeah, it'll be 3.5 men.
Yeah. Like when I drop my pants, my girlfriend laughs. She's like, really?
Ha ha. Here's some money. Oh, how cute. Yeah, I've gotten that. So yeah, no, that's gonna be awesome. What are some of the movies we have for that show? Just a teaser.
Let me just the 24th. Pull that up. Sorry, my list. I don't even have this week's numbers pulled up. I got a movie.
I got it. Rebel Moon Part 2, Civil War, Night Swim, Out of Darkness, and Zone of Interest, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm down for that. We'll keep you posted as that comes about.
Yeah,
but that looks good. And it's the day before my son's birthday.
Awesome.
Sons plural, birthday singular. My sons are both born on the same day. April 25th. They're exactly a year apart, known as Irish twins.
What you and your wife like to do at a certain time of year.
Yeah. What is that? Pick a day. All right. August 30th. Let's go. So That we are. That's right. And speaking of which, there's my son.
Awesome.
That's my oldest, Eric. What's up, my son? I love you. Don't go telling everyone. Too bad. I brag about this shit. But let's see who else. Okay. Yeah. Everybody's saying hey to everybody. Love it. Dell is the man. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
I love it. All right. So of these five movies, which one did you think got a lower score?
I'm going to go with Night Shit.
Night Shit. That's a pretty safe bet. So as you guys know, we take the five movies, we watch them, we score them, we take the average score and rank them from lowest to highest. And Night Shift or Night Shit takes our lowest score of the week.
Yeah. This was good. This was on video on demand, rent it anywhere you rent movies digitally.
Yeah, you can rent it on Prime or Vudu or anything like that. It's like $5.99.
Yeah, but don't.
But don't.
Save your money.
There was
like a Shudder movie.
I could see that. This felt like a Shudder movie. There was a point that I liked. And
was it the twist?
Yeah.
Me too. I perked
up with the twist. I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't get bored with a horror movie. You give me enough gore, you give me enough, you know, creepy stuff, I can stay interested. But if you bore me with a horror movie, that's really hard to do. But then once the twist happens, which it's like maybe right in the middle of the movie, maybe a little bit after that.
I think about three-fourths of the way, I thought.
Yeah, there's a twist about two-thirds of the way in. Where I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of a cool thing. And then it got better.
It did.
But then it ended, and I was happy that it was over. But it was like, the ending was flat. It was like...
Yeah, it made no sense. All of a sudden, this thing was built back up, and all was nice and shiny. And
Well, it was basically, it looked exactly like the his image of it, the old manager of the hotel. Yeah. And he was like, this is how I'm picturing it. And this, I want to franchise it. She basically just did that.
Yeah.
And took over the hotel. And I was like, I kind of expected that. Was this movie related to Day Shift with Jamie Foxx? No.
No.
If it was, it'd be great.
Would have been better.
Would have been a lot better. How dare they sully a terrific movie by the same name? Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton are going to roll over in bed. Hmm.
I've never seen that one with Michael Keaton.
I have seen Night Shift with Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler. That was good. It's funny.
You know, the one thing about Guy is he always has these pulls at movies I've never heard of.
Yeah.
And like when he did his High Five, like I had never seen any of those movies, which was kind of cool. That's just one thing about Guy I like.
Yeah.
He has a great reference to movies that
he
are.
Has, yeah, he has a good, yeah, he's a good catalog.
Yeah.
Of titles.
Mm-hmm.
In his head, he's like, oh, this reminds me of this movie. And I'm like, dude, I'm pretty good at that. Guy is really good at that. No, you're not. That's why I have you on the show. Makes me look smart. this movie, I saw some potential here.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the trailer.
The trailer kind of interested me. Yeah. We both gave a 6 to the trailer.
Yeah.
As far as highlights go, talking about the highlights, and that was your highest. I actually gave a 7 to the story because, like I said, with that twist, the story perked up for me.
I had the story at a 3, and I bumped it up to a 5 because I scored the story maybe halfway, not even halfway through. I was like, this shit sucks. 3.
Yeah.
And then twist came. I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna give it a little higher.
Yeah, it's funny because I basically start everything at a 5 at the beginning of the movie. And then when I hit something and I go, I didn't like that, I knock it down a point.
Oh.
And then I like that, I bring it up a point. So that's kind of how I score it when I go through the movie. So like, you know, visuals and sound, something catches my ear with the sound, I'll put a point to it. But I start everything at a 5. Cast is straight based on recognition, which... There's, you know, a couple of TV actors I recognized.
Yeah.
But really, you know, nobody
Yeah.
In this movie. And I like that with horror movies. It was written. I think the acting here was awful.
Oh man, it was.
so was. We both gave a 4 to the acting. We both gave a 6 to the trailer. But yeah, 7 for the story was my big thing. And I did give a 5 for the subgenre where you gave it a 4.
Yeah.
But I don't recommend this, you guys, especially if you're going to pay real money for it. No. Don't. I
read it and it sucked balls.
Don't do it. I regret him renting this, but this was his choice. So
this was my pick. Yeah.
He picked it. It's not the worst thing I've seen this year, but it's not good.
We're probably going to see The Color Purple next week. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I think The Color Purple is probably a good movie, but my stomach churns every time I know I have to watch this for next week, and I'm like, I'm dreading it.
Me too. Like I told you before we started the show, I was going to start it this weekend, and I was like, nah, I don't want to.
I'm not going to do it. All right. Go watch The Expendables. Give it another 2-star rating. Oh man, they gave you such shit. They did. The chat they so did. Alex calls you out for that, bro.
He did.
He sees your letterbox. Sure, how dare you give this 2 stars?
Well, it's so the funny.
Best one of the series. And you're like,
I hear his voice in the text.
I can hear him. Yeah, I can hear Alex speaking.
I hear Alex's voice.
Yeah. I hear Alex's voice. Oh man, so funny. All right, let's go to our final scores on Night Shift. Coming in 5th place, you guys. Not recommended. IMDb, and I don't understand the Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Yeah.
IMDb is giving this a 5.2. Rotten Tomatoes critic score, 29%. Audience score, 92%.
They had to be high.
They were all connected to the movie. I don't know. I'm going to see how many, just because I didn't actually check the number on it. Oh, it's like 50-plus ratings. So, yeah, it was just people on the cast. And
it had to be.
Stuff like
that. No way somebody thought this movie was good.
I don't think there's any way this movie was good. It just I like the Asian girl, but I remember her from The Brother's Son, which is a series on Netflix right now that I love. I loved Brother's Son. Found out that they're not getting a season 2, so I'm disappointed about that. But it was really
cool. Michelle Yao.
Yeah, the Michelle Yao.
Yeah, they got canceled quick.
Yeah, but it was good. I really liked it.
I never watched it.
Anyway, so Rich, you gave it a 45. I gave it a 47. Our total average score, 46. And that one goes right in the toilet.
Yeah.
Sad. This one looked interesting.
It did. Trailer looks
interesting. The trailer looked interesting. We gave the trailer a 6. We were like, okay, yeah, I'd be interested in watching that. And it was really like all of a sudden, the meat of the story comes out,
mm-hmm.
and that's about halfway through the movie, and then the twist happens like almost right after that.
Yeah.
Tori, I'm like, okay, who wrote this? So yeah, I don't recommend it. You know, I mean, but Dell, if you could find it for free, check it out.
Yeah. If yourself, it hits somewhere free,
I'd hate for you to have to pay for this. But if it shows up for free on like Peacock or Shudder or something, then yeah, maybe check it out. But no, this is at best a meh, but it's more like an eh. So I don't recommend it. All right.
I'm pulling my things again. My phone closed. I think the next one is going to be Rumble Through the Dark.
Oh, hang on a second.
Oh,
I think I messed something up.
Did any of you guys happen to watch any of these 5 movies? If so, just let us know what you thought of any of them that you've seen. Uh-huh. Did you guys go see Imaginary in the theater? Did you guys go see Anyone But You in the theater when it was in theater? The Marsh King's Daughter.
I have to redo this.
Yeah, sometimes it's a gamble when I just look at I will say like 90% of the time I just throw movies in and hope for the best. And Is that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Was that happened
to my Yeah, I'm adding something to the thing. I had to redo the card for one of the movies.
You said Ben.
They're both still alive, so they they could not roll over in their grave. Okay. I knew Keaton was alive. I was not 100% sure of Winkler, but I watched Marsh King's Daughter. Good.
Did you like it?
We're definitely going to talk about that. Do you have a dog?
That's the outside dog. Somebody.
Oh, okay. I'm like, since when do you get a dog? All right. So our number four movie is not Rumble Through the Dark.
Imaginary
it is imaginary coming in number terrible. Four.
I did not like this.
I had such high hopes for this. I saw the trailer and I was like, dude, I'm excited. I want to see this. I'm thinking, okay, where, you know, if is the Ryan Reynolds one.
Yeah. And,
you know, everybody's getting that confused. If the Ryan Reynolds one comes out in May, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a, fluffy, topic. Like a Monsters, Inc. version mm-hmm. of what we're talking about. Imaginary is supposed to be more of a horror movie, but it did not turn out that way for me. I did not find it scary at all.
Yeah.
I found it maybe two steps above Goosebumps.
It felt like Nickelodeon or...
Yeah. Like I said, Goosebumps. It felt like a Nickelodeon trying to do a Halloween movie.
Yeah. It was not good. I'm glad I don't have to pay for my theater. But it was
up, Terry?
Thanks for joining
us. Good to see you, brother. I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man.
Rich's dogs are really barking.
That's just some dog outside.
Question for Caveman. Are Keaton and Winkler rolling over in the same bed? Ooh.
Batman and the Fonz.
I'm going to do my Fonz and go, hey.
No, but this movie, I don't have to pay for a movie anymore because my daughter is a manager at the theater. I'm so glad I didn't have to pay for this, or I'd have been pissed.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have the unlimited thing, and we did it on a Tuesday, so it was $5 for my wife's ticket. I still think we overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to pay for the popcorn and stuff, and that was way more.
When you got to the, you saw the creature towards the end, it looked so bad. I was like, really?
They had to make it dark so you couldn't see it.
Yeah. I was like, man.
What's up, Jeff? It's good to see you, brother. Man?
Hope you're doing good.
But yeah, no, this was disappointing.
Yeah. It was boring too.
Yeah, no,
my mind
was slow. It was dark. Wasn't
very good.
The acting wasn't very good. The synopsis on this one reads, a woman returns to her childhood home to discover that the imaginary friend she left behind is very real and unhappy that she abandoned him. There's a little twist in here though that I liked. And it had to do with the bear.
Oh yeah.
There was a little twist that had to do with the bear. I was like, oh, okay. That's kind of cool. That perks me up a little bit.
That's it. It just got one nipple hard. It didn't get anything else.
It did. Yeah. It was like, yeah. I was like, oh, it was just that one. So I was disappointed. This was not as bad as Night Shift.
Oh no.
But I didn't think it was worth seeing in the theater.
Don't waste your money. If you're thinking about going to go see it in the theater, wait till it hits streaming somewhere. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not saying much here. My wife does not like to watch horror movies. She was on her phone the whole time. we were by ourselves in the theater.
Yeah.
So that just, you know, wait for this to hit streaming if you want to check it. I thought this is from the makers of Five Guys at Freddy's or whatever. I thought Five Guys at Freddy's was better than this.
I would agree with you, and I didn't even like that movie either.
Yeah.
I 100% agree with that. I didn't realize it's the same people.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
And I was like, I saw that from the beginning. It's like from the makers of Five Guys at Freddy's, or from the producer of Five Guys at Freddy's. Something.
But now I see it. I totally see it.
It totally makes sense now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only person I do recognize in here is Tom Payne. Mm-hmm. And Tom Payne, of course, is Jesus from the Walking Dead series.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked seeing him in it, but I didn't get anything from him. It was like he phoned that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even Dell's like Five Nights at Freddy's is crap. Yeah. Like, I agree.
Yeah.
But I liked it better than this.
Yeah. I was more entertained with Five.
I couldn't imagine ever seeing this anyway. See, K-Man, yeah, I was gonna say this movie, I think you could watch.
I think my kids could watch this
one. I you know, I wouldn't take Piper to see this. It's too dark for her. She wouldn't be, I mean, visibly dark. Because she would think it was night time, and she wouldn't go for that at all. But yeah, I was disappointed here. This is probably not going to be a buy when it comes out.
Oh no.
I don't think I'd watch this again.
I wouldn't.
No, let's go to our highlights on it. Okay. So again, 6 for the trailer. Because yeah, the trailer looks good.
It did. I was good to see it.
And then you gave like 5s to the ending and the story and the sound. Otherwise, it's 4s and 3s and a 2 for the cast. I went 7 for the trailer. I went 7 for the visuals. There were a couple things that I really liked. And then it's at 3 for the genre. A 4 for direction. We were both at. I gave a 5 to the acting. I gave a 5 to the cast. But it was, at best, a meh. It was not. bring that.
Do you have the box office for this?
I can get it.
Yeah, I'm just curious what it did compared to Kung Fu Panda, Dune.
Oh. So. With a budget of $13 million, it grossed $24 million. Oh. Just a little bit over $24 million in the box office.
On its opening weekend.
Yeah. Opening weekend was $10 million, $9.9 million.
Oh, so it's been out 2 weeks? Okay.
It's been out 2 weeks. It's made $24 million.
Okay. I bet this would probably get a sequel. I almost bet.
I mean, you know, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey just got a sequel, so.
That is true. I bet with it making almost its double its budget, I bet this gets a sequel. Especially it only cost $13 million to make.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a pretty low budget, and yeah. I'm not surprised.
You could tell.
All right, let's go to our final scores on Imaginary. You guys coming in 4th place this week. Good, I grabbed the right card. IMDb is giving this a 5.7. Rotten Tomatoes critics score 25%. Audience score 53%. Rich, you gave it a 42. I gave it a 54 for a total average score of 48. That's a 2 point higher than Night Shift.
Yeah.
That shows you where we're at. All right, Jay, what's up, my brother?
What's up, Jay?
And you? Everybody saying hey. So made enough to justify a sequel. Yep, that's exactly exactly what Rich is talking about. If you can do that with a horror movie, you're okay. We're gonna put out another one. If we can keep the budget low, we can make 25, 30 million bucks. Cool.
Yeah.
but. Yeah. All right. So let's go into number 3. Rough start to the week. Oh, yeah. It just keeps getting better. all right. So coming in at number 3 is what you thought was going to be number 4, and that is Rumble Through the Dark.
yeah, I didn't like this one either.
This was I actually kind of liked this.
I was bored with this.
It's slow. It's slow. It's trying to be, you know, trying to put cinematography in here. It didn't need to do that. Cause I was like, okay, that was a cool visual, but why?
Yeah.
It's a fighting movie. Yeah. It's an underground fighting movie. You don't need to give me like flashes and dark shadows and mm-hmm. I don't need any of that crap. Just have them fight. Show me some good fight scenes.
Aaron Eckhart was decent in this.
I thought he did pretty good acting wise.
Yeah.
Let me read the synopsis on this. It says, in the dark landscape of the Mississippi Delta, a bare knuckle cage fighter seeks to repay his debts in a final desperate attempt to salvage the family home of his dying foster mother. I did like that. There wasn't enough backstory. There was they were trying to do character development through flashbacks through the movie.
It doesn't work.
It didn't work. They needed a little bit more in the beginning. And I'm going to say, like the Marsh King's Daughter did, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Marsh King's Daughter did it right, I think.
I agree.
Rumble Through the Dark did not. And there's some similarities between these two movies.
I agree.
I liked this. I liked the fights. I thought Bella Thorne was hot in a gonorrhea sort of way.
Yeah, she was. But, she got that trashy, you know.
There's all yeah. She's going to give me an STD, but she was cute.
I agree. Yeah. She's sexy anyway.
Would have watched more, but limited access here. I get you.
Yeah, right. I get you.
I know. What's up, Davey Richards? What's up, Cal? We've got a new alter ego, I guess. love it.
Hope you're doing good, Cal.
Yeah. So he's fighting, and he's definitely had like head trauma. Because his brain scrambled. He doesn't remember anything. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He's getting, he hears bells ringing and drops, you know, and so he wins some money gambling, and then gets basically robbed and tries to take the money, but gets in an accident. And so it goes through this whole thing.
He's got bad luck.
He's got to run a bad luck. And he, and then enters, you know, this
mob
prostitute, who is looking for her dad and seems to
think that was weird.
I was like, how? And they really didn't follow up on it. Like,
no.
It was like, oh, you could be my daddy. And it's like, okay, that's a little creepy.
Yeah. What's she talking about? Like, biological dad or
like daddy or zaddy, which I guess is the term for the yum daddy. But I'm like, I don't see. I was like, I would rather of them just, you know, because there was a reason for them to come together with the money. So they could have just done that. And they didn't need to do this whole, you know, this whole father daughter thing, which they didn't even confirm or deny. It was just kind of like, you could be my daddy. And he's like, I don't care. People, I'm dead. And then that's pretty much what he did, because he was just all confused. Marianne Jean-Baptiste is in this. Yeah. And I love her. I haven't seen her do a whole lot of anything recently. And she plays Mama, who is like the head of the criminal organization in the bayou. But yeah, it's in Mississippi. I thought it was in Louisiana, but either way, I wanted to take a shower after this because everything was dirty.
It was
it was grimy. This movie was grimy. The carnival was grimy. Like I said, Bella Thorne was grimy but hot.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, have the penicillin on hand and I'll date her. That's where I'm going with that. And I, you know, and I hate to, because she was right here with Zendaya back in the day. They were together on a show. And then Zendaya did this, and Bella Thorne did that. But hey, to each their own. I don't know if those tattoos are real. I was watching going, she looked, wait, no.
Right.
And
the end fight scene was pretty cool.
But the end fight scene was good.
It did
exactly what you would want it to do.
There's no surprises here.
No surprises. Like I said, there's a little bit of a, you know, there's a little bit of a thing here, but yeah, the twist, they didn't need it. They didn't need the whole you could be my daddy. They could have got rid of that and it would have been fine. She could have still had cared for him because he like saved her life basically.
Yeah, well, she was getting mugged or and gonna get raped.
She was getting raped and mugged and raped. So we'll call it rugged. She was getting rugged.
Yeah.
But gotta say hey to Wilkie, Mr. Corey is in the house.
I hope your ears were burning, your nose was itching earlier.
Yeah, because we were talking about you. And I did text you before, so it's a go for April 24th. If you want to join Rob, Rich, and myself, we're going to do a four-way on April 24th. So Corey, if you're in, say you're in. But I liked it. I would watch it again. I bought it. So I'm kind of glad I bought it. I overpaid it. I think it's worth about maybe 10, but I paid 15. But I enjoyed the movie. I would watch the fights in again. I think it was pretty good.
Awesome.
Corey is in, so that confirms
we got a four-way.
We got a four-way dance on April 24th. That's going to be awesome. All right, you guys.
That's a nice slip. I like the slip on it.
Yep. Pretty good slip. But yeah, I mean, Aaron Eckhart does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I think the acting was decent. I think the action was decent. I think the director or whoever was doing the cinematography, I think they were trying too hard.
Yeah.
They didn't need to go through all that crap that they did.
And this is the second Aaron Eckhart movie we've done this year. The same, you know, it's sad to see because he's a good actor.
Yeah.
And it's sad to see him kind of go this route of straight to DVD movies.
Yep. Hold the phone. Rob is going to join the show. Nice. Yes, he is. Rob is joining us on April 24th. So that's going to be really cool. And there's the train.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go to our highlights on this one. There we are. Again, you're in the sixes and fives mostly. Seven for the cast, six for the acting, six for the visuals, fives for just about everything else.
Where do you think Aaron Eckhart peaked? Was it The Dark Knight? Was it Battle of Los Angeles?
I think it was Battle Los Angeles.
You think he peaked there?
I think he peaked there.
Not The Dark Knight?
Yeah. No. I because he was such a sub character in The Dark Knight. Where he was the main guy in Battle Los Angeles.
Well, you're right. You're right.
I
do like both performances. I'm going to go with both. I think those are his best roles.
Yeah. I mean, I loved the core.
I forgot about the core, but that's
that was nice. Like his, that's early, early stuff.
Yeah.
I did like I, Frankenstein, but he was dropping at that point. I gotta go with Olympus Has Fallen. I liked his role as president there.
Oh shit, I forgot about that too. So those are my three favorite Aaron Eckhart movies.
Yeah, I gotta go with Olympus Has Fallen. I did like him in London Has Fallen, but basically he was just captured.
Yeah.
He had more interaction he was captured in both, but in the first movie he had more interaction with the terrorists than he did in the second one.
Yeah. So we're at our final.
Yeah, I actually had fun with Battle Los Angeles.
Yeah, me too. That's a good movie.
If you look, that poster right there is Battle Los Angeles. Hey, what's up, Cody?
What's good to see you.
Cody's in the house. First time I've seen you on here, man. Thank you for jumping in.
Thanks for jumping in, man.
That was an Ice Pirates reference. I know you keep wanting us to watch that for Nerf Herders, but we can't get together. But yeah, it's good to see Cody. All right. I did not do my highlights. Let me take that. I gave an 8 to the cast, an 8 to the ending, a 7 to the visuals, and then 6s to pretty much everything else. Oh no, I gave a 7 to the genre too, because I think it was a pretty good action movie. action thriller, not much of a good thriller because it wasn't really suspenseful. It had some intensity to it, but it was more like this guy shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah.
and then somehow he wins and he wins his fights. Maybe it's the brass knuckles. I don't know, but I think this is worth a watch, but I don't think you should have to pay for it.
No.
Rich, on the other hand, not much of a fan. He didn't really care for it. I liked it. So do with that what you will, my friends. We're split on this one. Let's go into, I don't think it's a great watch. I just think it's worth seeing.
Maybe if it hits Netflix, watch it.
I was going to say, if it's free on streaming somewhere, give it a look. Right now, it's on Tubi, you guys. So if you want to watch it on Tubi, it's available. Otherwise, it's, you know, you can rent it on Prime or Vudu or whatever for $4.99. But if you got Tubi,
don't waste $5.
Don't waste $5. Going or like me, I wasted 15. I would think I overpaid, but I would buy this if it was under 10. But I paid 15 for this, so all right, let's go to our final scores on Rumble Through the Dark. Coming in third place, you guys. IMDb is giving this a 6.0. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 64%. Audience score 97%.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Again, I don't think there's very many people that are watching it. It's probably just all cast.
Yeah. Cast and crew.
Let me double check that. 500 plus ratings. So
what?
500 plus ratings, 97% liked it.
Wow.
So, see, I'm not stupid. Well, not
all film stupid. Is subjective.
All film is subjective. But Rich, you gave it a 53. I gave it a 65 for a total average score of 59. And that takes third place. So this is something I would watch again. This would be okay for me. I'm actually kind of glad I have it, because I would watch this again. But I still think I overpaid for the movie. It's not that good. Deli never heard this. That's why we're here, is to hopefully, you know, give you something you haven't heard of, or something that you're interested in, but you haven't, you know, you didn't bite the bullet on yet, that we can at least advise you on what we think of it. Is that another Blu-ray release in a DVD case? No, this is a Blu-ray case.
Yeah, it's a Blu-ray case.
Blu-ray case.
I saw the blue when you.
Blu-ray case.
Yeah.
I don't like Blu-ray releases in DVD cases.
Yeah. Did you see those 4K releases that Walmart did with the 4K Blu-ray
DVD case?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't touch them.
Yeah. Well, great price, but
yeah, you know, good price on them, but I was like, nope.
They wouldn't fit on my shelf.
Yep. No. I mean, they would fit. I have DVD shelves.
Yeah.
But they're not meant for 4K. they're meant for DVDs. That would really screw up my system. All right. So we're getting into our top two movies. And I'm going to tell you, so we have, again, this is a first for us, something that has never happened in the history of doing our show.
Uh-oh.
And that is, the top two movies have exactly the same score.
Really?
For each of us. So there was no tie break here.
Oh shit.
Because we both gave each movie the same score.
That's crazy.
Speaking of crazy, what's up, Miss K Man?
What's up, Miss K Man? I hope you're doing good.
Good to see you.
She's so awesome, just like Guy.
Yeah. So also want to shout out to my son Eric for giving us a like on Facebook.
Yeah, thank you for that.
All right, so our top two movies, like I said, exact same score.
That's crazy.
So because one movie is significantly older than the other one, because one movie came out quite a bit earlier, but has recently come out to physical. The other one has been in the theater recently and has just come out to physical. What is this? I bought All Quiet on the Western Front 4K Digibook, which is, I have that too.
Well, see, I need to get that. I have not bought that movie yet.
They have a Steelbook now that was at Walmart. I don't know if you can find it, but they had a 4K Steelbook at Walmart. I almost grabbed it. I have that 4K Digibook thing, but yeah, it's in a DVD case, and I'm like, It's DVD sized, but I also have Lighthouse from A24, and that box is like that. It's like, ooh, it's like twice the size of a DVD.
You know, I've never seen Lighthouse.
I actually haven't watched it either. I got it. I won it in a contest. And I was like, oh, one of these days I'll watch that. I haven't seen it yet. But it's sitting on my shelf, and I had to put it on top because it doesn't fit.
Right.
On the shelves. Hey, baby. That's right. Caveman. Or unless he's talking to me, but I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he's talking to Miss Caveman.
I'm pretty sure he's talking to Miss Caveman.
Yeah. So, unless that's your guys' thing. He calls you baby. Hey, no judgment here, man.
Yeah, no judgment. The Lighthouse is my kind of movie. Yeah, I've got it. I just haven't watched it yet. You all need to check out Lighthouse. I agree. Hi, sweetie. Okay, this is getting a little...
This is a G-rated show, guys. Come on.
This is not a G-rated show. But yeah, but this makes me want to just... Okay, you guys go ahead and just talk.
Yeah, go ahead. I know you guys are in separate places right now. You guys do your thing.
Yeah, you guys do you. We'll just sit by. But... All right, so... but the fact that, you know, because what we usually do is when we have a tie average score, we take, you know, the one that our scores are closer together wins.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that couldn't do it this time. And we've never had that before.
Yeah, that's great. But we gave both movies, we scored them exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, and all I have to say to that is...
Wow!
Yeah,
I love
that. I'm keeping those forever.
Yeah,
Lighthouse didn't work for me, but I get it. I don't know. I don't like black and white movies, and I know it's in black and white, so it's gonna bug me. But I did like El Conde. I liked The Count.
That was good. That was good,
and I think it deserved a cinematography nomination.
Oh yeah,
so that was pretty
cool. Surprised me when I saw that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But all right. So I went ahead and did this order, but technically this is a legit tie for first place with these two movies. So let's talk about The Marsh King's Daughter first.
I liked this.
I enjoyed this.
Yeah.
This was good.
Yeah.
It's not fantastic, but it's good. It's suspenseful. It's got intensity.
Mm-hmm.
I like Daisy Ridley in this.
I was just going to say that she's actually good in this.
She did really good in this. I forget that she's a really good actress after just seeing her in the Star Wars stuff.
I don't mind her in Star Wars.
Mind her in it, see her as a great actress.
No.
But I think she was in one of the Murder on the Orient Express or Death on the Nile. I think Murder on the Orient Express she was in.
And she's in the one with Tom Holland. I think it's called Chaos. I didn't like that movie. I think it's Chaos or something like that.
That's something like that. Yeah, and I don't think I watched that.
It had an interesting premise. It's just not very well executed. It has a cool steelbook to it.
Yeah. Let me read the... there's Chaos Walking.
Yeah, Chaos Walking.
That the one? Yeah, I don't think she's in that one. I do have that. I did like that where, you know, the man's thoughts are like projected or something. Was it her?
Yeah,
I know there was. Sure, some... Okay, I know she did something with him, but I thought it was the one where he's got PTSD or something.
Oh,
I could be thinking of something else. Anyway, so really simple synopsis here. It says a woman seeks revenge against the man who kidnapped her mother. So, basically, how this story goes is Daisy Ridley plays a little girl in the beginning of the movie, and the man who she thinks is her father kidnapped her mother, took her out to the woods, raped her and got her pregnant, had a baby, and then they lived in the woods for like 10 years before he got captured and put in jail. So cut to she's an adult. And the father escapes from jail. Yeah. And now they got to deal with that. It's got a good cast. I'm not a Ben Mendelsohn fan. I think he did okay here.
I like him in this. This is not his normal thing. Yeah. I liked him in this and in that Stephen King TV show he did on Max. I forget what it was called.
Jay says you're right. It's Chaos Walking. So, K-Man really enjoyed this. I hate the fact that she seems to suffer the curse of being a lead in a Star Wars film as to not getting a good following. I agree. That was kind of the point I was trying to make.
Yeah. But I think some of that has to be from the toxic Star Wars fans. You know, they shit on something because they're pussies and they can't handle shit. But and she then was, it follows her. They refuse really, to accept her as an actress. Yeah,
she was really good.
Mm-hmm.
She was really good in this. I liked her, you know, and of course you got Garrett Hedlund is in it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him in this. I liked the girl. I liked the daughter in this.
Yeah.
And I liked her as the little girl in the beginning. But this is the one where this is different from Rumble Through the Dark, in which they played the character development right. They did it all in the beginning. They put it together so you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Whereas with Rumble Through the Dark, you're like, okay, this boy, is that him? Or what's happening? Yeah. Was he adopted? Was he fostered? Did his parents? What happened with him? And you just get like bits and pieces to try to put it together. But I liked that in the fact that it kind of resembles his own mind.
Yeah.
In Rumble Through the Dark, but I wanted it to be more cohesive for me. So I understood his backstory.
The flashback scene for me, which made the whole movie, was the escape scene where the thing that sticks out for me was the mom's facial expressions. That whole scene was like, that's my favorite scene in the whole movie. I absolutely loved it. It was just like you felt her terror. Like, we got to go, get us out of here, you know. And then something happened. I'm not gonna spoil the movie. I've seen it.
Yeah. Now, and you know what Daisy Ridley believed, what her character believed as a child,
mm-hmm.
when she started to get like her true memories, or trying to, or actually realized what was really going on. I loved that.
Yeah, the unraveling of,
yeah, when everything unraveled for her.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted more of that instead of it just going from her being a kid to being an adult. More of that,
in
that transition. But still, I like this. I think this is my favorite of the group.
Not me.
Five movies.
Not me.
I know, not yours. That's why we're doing the other movie next.
Another thing I liked was the practical effects on Daisy Ridley, of the scars or the tattoo things he put on her. I thought that was a pretty cool touch. I liked that.
Yeah, I like the tattoos and stuff that he put on her and the significance of those tattoos. Yes.
Yeah.
I did like that. K-Man, you're exactly right. Cody, if you want to see this one, it is on Hulu right now. But it is also on physical release.
Yeah, it's definitely worth watching. I think this is a very underrated movie. That it was in the theaters.
This was good. This was really good. I enjoyed this a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad you finally got to see it so we can put it on here.
Yeah, me too. Because I was like, hey, did we forget about?
We did. Because
I bought it. Yeah, it does break our rule, but it just hit Hulu.
Yeah, so it's
kind of like a month and a half ago it hit Hulu. So, it just kind of hit, it's just outside of our window. We're trying to watch the movie and review it within a month of a release date, whether it's theatrical, streaming, or physical. And it just so happened it's been out on physical for a few months.
I plan on buying this.
I'm glad I bought it. I enjoyed it. I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
but yeah, I dug it. I think this is good.
Yeah, I liked it. This is definitely worth seeing.
Yeah. Let's go to our highlights on it. And let's see. So you're, if I'm looking at the right thing. Okay. So yeah, Rich, you got some eights in here. You got eights for acting, the trailer, story, visuals, genre and subgenre. 7 for cast, ending, direction. And then like a 5 in there, I think. I gave a 9 to the ending. I really liked how this ended. I gave 8s to the acting, story, and genre. And I gave 7s to the cast, trailer, visuals, direction, and subgenre. Hey, what's up, Tiana?
What's up, Tiana? I hope you're doing good.
You? I'm glad you picked this up, Cody, or check it out on Hulu, either one.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is worth a watch. It's I didn't have to take a shower as fast as I did with Rumble Through the Dark, even though it seemed like it was, you know, both like, you know, in the bayou or like marshlands or whatever. But Rumble Through the Dark seemed almost post-apocalyptic.
It did. It really did.
In the way that they filmed it and where they were at, and, you know, the junkyard thing where they did the fighting from, and it seemed more like almost post-apocalyptic or like a dystopian thing, whereas this seemed more like normal, like modern,
yeah,
like what we're dealing with now.
And you weren't getting an STD from this movie?
No. No, but I definitely wouldn't be running around in the forest if either one of those people were there. But love it. So the husband was really good in Desperation. Yeah, we reviewed Desperation Road. That was Garrett Hedlund, and he was good in that. And he was good here, too.
Yeah. He has a great cast.
Loved it. There, look at it. If you knew what we were talking about. it had to do with Bella Thorne in Rumble Through the Dark. We were talking about that. But yeah, Rumble Through the Dark is just grimy. It's just a grimy movie.
It is.
But
you get an STD and you might get tetanus. You never know.
Yeah. I think you definitely get tetanus, maybe rabies.
Yeah.
Depending on who bought you, depending on who bit you. If Aaron Eckhart bit you, you'd probably get rabies. If it was Bella, you'd probably get a tetanus shot, possibly gonorrhea. But Evan, okay. Hey, sorry I'm late. The sun is out later, so went on a family walk. Hey,
dude, family totally cool, comes first, man.
Good to see you. We are totally okay with that. But I enjoyed this. I think this is worth a watch.
I 100% agree.
Let's go to our final scores on The Marsh King's Daughter that tied for first, you guys. First time we've ever had an actual, like, full-on tie score for any of these movies. Usually we have some kind of tiebreaker, but there was no such thing this time. It's really interesting. IMDb is giving this a 5.9. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 41%. Audience score 73%. Rich, you gave it a 74, and I gave it a 73 for an average score of 73.5.
Yeah, that's a great score. And we're right there with the critics or the Rotten Tomatoes audience score.
Yeah.
I love it, how everybody's so friendly.
I love the community. Want to see
definitely
this
check it out, Tiana.
I think you like this, Tiana. This was good. I enjoyed this.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the movie that tied with The Marsh King's Daughter for first place this week. But before we do, we need to acknowledge our sponsor, and that is Spotify for Podcasting. They take the audio portion of this podcast and they put it out on their system through Spotify. They also put it out on other podcast stations like Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Radio Public, and Google Podcasts. They do it all for free. They set us up with sponsors, and then once we get more followers, they give us more sponsors. So if you guys get a chance, go over to Spotify, give us a follow, look for the Faces for Radio, and once you give us a follow, then you can listen to us on any of your podcast stations.
Yeah. It's so funny. My buddy Chris, I work with, he's a fan of our show. He watches, mostly listens on Spotify. He goes, man, I got to admit something to you, man. Don't get mad. And I was like, what? And he goes, I fucking die laughing. He goes, we're working. He stops by and he's like, Sometimes when I'm tired and I can't sleep, I put you guys on and I fall right to sleep.
It works for my grandson. They do that too.
I said, hey, we're here.
That's for because you, we have such sultry voices.
That's it, man. We do.
Yeah, that's it. I don't mind if you fall asleep listening to us. It's totally fine. But in fact, yeah, my son will put our podcast on, or Spirits with Spirits, when my grandson is up. Because once my grandson hears my voice, then he falls asleep. Because he's like, oh, I hear Appa. So
that's awesome.
And that's what my grandkids call me. And my grandkids call me Appa. Because I'm a furry bison that transports them to places. but also, well, because that's what Piper called me. So she couldn't say grandpa. So Appa was the word.
Right.
She started calling me. And because of that, that went vicariously to Desmond, my grandson, and now he calls me Appa. So I am now Appa. And
I'm going to be an Appa here in May.
You're going to be an Appa, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that means more gray in the beard.
I know. I'm all gray. Well,
pretty soon, I just barely have a little bit left.
You do.
As soon as I'll get one more grandkid and it'll be all white. But with sponsors, you get t-shirts too, man. I'm working on some merch. Yeah. I'm working on some merch. We got some merch going for Spirits with Spirits, and my buddy's wife does the shirts and mugs and stuff like that. So when we're ready to start doing merch for Faces for Radio, they're going to make the shirts and everything so that we can do that. So we're going to do all our own merch and all that good stuff. That'll be a lot of fun. We can't all have Corey's sexy NPR voice. That's right.
That's right. That's true.
but let's go to our
number one movie.
Number one movie, tied for first. I mean, I really, these could switch off for me. I will pick Marsh King's Daughter over this one, but this surprised me. I like this.
Yeah.
Anyone But You comes in, tied for first with the Marsh King's Daughter. And, if you guys know me, you know that I am not a romantic comedy fan.
And if you know me, you really know me personally. I love romantic comedy. I am a romantic person at heart. I mean, if you see my Instagram posts, some of them, you know, I'm just romantic. I like love. Yeah. So this is really...
He loves love.
I do. This was a great movie. It surprised me. Glenn Powell's fantastic. And Sydney Sweeney. Fuck, she's gorgeous. Even she's pretty in fucking Madame Web.
Yeah. Let's look at the synopsis on this. It says, after an amazing first date, Bea and Ben's fiery attraction turns ice cold until they find themselves unexpectedly reunited at a wedding in Australia. So they do what any two mature adults would do, pretend to be a couple. Okay. I'm so excited about Anyone But You. Haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
I like love, not love it. Another classic quote from Rich. I know. That's why I was like, he loves love.
I do. It just came out.
I like love, but I love like.
I do love love, man. And you, everybody knows me, knows I do.
But yeah. So again, I bought the Blu-ray on this. And I'm okay with that. I liked it. I'd watch this again. Now, this is, you know, to me, it's the cliche rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all the stuff, and it does kind of like what Friends with Benefits does, because Friends with Benefits is one of my five favorite rom-coms.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it makes fun of other rom-coms, and that's exactly what this does.
It does.
Is it makes fun of other rom-coms. There's some really good funny parts. There's some great chemistry here.
Yeah, the chemistry is off the charts.
I loved Sydney Sweeney in the blue dress. But I don't know. There was something up with her eyes that really kind of threw me. I do think she's beautiful. But there's one scene in particular. I think it was in the coffee shop where I was like, okay, like one eye went this way and one eye went, I was like,
did you have something on your glasses or something?
I don't know. Something was weird. And it was like, is she an alien? I'm just trying to figure this out. She's a reptilian or something. But I enjoyed it. I like Glenn Powell in this.
Man, he's got a movie coming up on Netflix that looks
it's got a good cast. Dermot Mulroney is in this. Brian Brown from the FX movies is in this. The one person I didn't like is kind of like the center of the entire movie, and that's the one who played Pete.
Yeah,
the brother of the one of the brides, right? I didn't like him.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't find him funny. I found him just ridiculous. I did not find. He's supposed to be the comic relief, the plucky like in between guy, and I just wanted him to shut up. I didn't like him.
I get that.
I didn't care for him at all. But aside from that, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
In particular, the end credits. If you're gonna watch this movie, do not shut this off when the credits start. Watch all the way through the credits.
See, I didn't do that. I left.
Oh my god, it's the funniest part of the movie, bro.
What did I miss? I just left when the credits hit.
So the song. That's his Serenity song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They all sing this song at the end. During the credits, they reenact every scene of the movie singing the song.
Oh, damn.
Including the butthole.
Nuh-uh. Including,
yes. They're singing the song, and Sydney's looking up his butthole. If you guys get the Blu-ray, there's outtakes where, you know, he's naked and she's not. And apparently she's looking up his butthole and they make eye contact. And it's like, they all go, duh. They make eye contact. It was just because he was really naked.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was really naked. She was really looking up his
butthole. I hope Glenn Powell blows up because...
He needs to. I mean, at first it was like, it's funny because, I don't know if this is racist or not because it's my daughter, but she basically Glenn Powell, she calls that white guy because he just looks like every like white male lead. Like,
I see what you're
there. Yeah. She's like, oh, that white guy. And I was like, okay, that seems a little racist. I said, but you know, it's coming from you. So I don't know how to react to that. But yeah, for a while there, because he did Devotion with Jonathan Majors. And he was good in that. Maverick. He was good in that.
And he's got, I think it's called Hitman. That's coming to Netflix in May. I think
like bald Hitman, like from the game or
no, I think it's just, movie
just time. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Unwritten is the name of the song. So basically the end credits, they're singing Unwritten, doing the scenes from the movie.
See, now I'm going to have to go back.
They cut away, like they did the scene and then they filmed them singing the song in that scene. And it was like, it was hilarious.
Yeah. I just got up and left.
It was the funniest part of the movie. I was laughing so hard at the end of that. So it raised the comedy score on this for me, like 2 points.
I think this is definitely worth seeing.
This was funny. This was funny. It was, yeah. It was cute. It was cringe. It was obnoxious. Cause it's trying to be like every rom-com,
but it works,
but it's deliberately saying, okay, this is a cringe moment, or this is making me gag. This is so lame that we're doing this because they're pretending to be a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it. I had fun.
I think I told you when I first saw the theater, I was like,
yeah, that you like, well, it was basically because you were like, dude, I liked it. It was really good. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm hearing so many good things about it in the theater that I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go ahead and blind buy it.
Yeah.
So that we can review it. Because I think regardless, I'm a fan of both of these leads. So I was already like, ready to watch it.
Yeah.
What is... Okay, I gotta get to the chats. My wife made fun of me when we got married. I own more romantic movies than she did, but I'm
hopeless. There's nothing wrong with that, man. I'm hopeless with that
too. I enjoy, like, love head over heels for love.
Okay. Yeah, that's me, bro.
So she's not the good-looking girl that was really an alien in Mars Attacks. Natasha Bedingfield. Okay, Natasha Bedingfield was the alien in Species. I don't know if she was in Mars Attacks, but... Sydney Sweeney is very gorgeous. I would pretend to be a couple with her any day.
Me too.
Right. Note to self, engage Marvel protocol, stay for credits. Yes.
Yeah.
Heard mixed things about this one. I think it's still a cringy, like, cliche rom-com, but if you like rom-coms, you'd like this.
And this made a lot of money in the theater.
It did. Oh, I should check that. Use a phrase that blows up while talking about his butthole. The rest is still unwritten. but
yeah, Tiana posted a movie I hadn't seen that I put it in. It's a romantic comedy too that mm-hmm. I put it in my Peacock playlist because I want to watch. I don't remember what it was called. It's in my Tiana. What was that called? You posted it. It has Kristen Bell in it, I think. I forget who else, but yeah, that's another one. It'd be a first time watch for me.
Mm. Well, yeah, it had a budget of $25 million, made $214.9 million.
I don't think we've had in a long time, a good quality romantic comedy.
And
I agree with that.
I mean, it'd been a while before we actually had a really good comedy.
Yeah.
You know, and then we got Joyride and we got No Hard Feelings last year, but we haven't had a good rom-com in a while.
Yeah. And I knew it made a lot of money, but I didn't know it made 200 million.
200, yeah, 214, almost 215 million. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's impressive. Really good. We're saying head cow. I wonder how. I don't think Marsh King's Daughter was in the theater, was it? Or did it? It was in the theater, but it didn't.
It was kind of like Covenant. It was in and out.
Oh, so yeah, it was limited. And
yeah.
Let me just see. Yeah. It was like 3 million box office. I don't have a budget on it. It made 3 million in the box office.
Yeah. Interesting. But these two movies, fantastic. They're great movies.
Yeah. I enjoyed these.
In a shitty week.
Cool. I appreciate that, Cody. Let us know your thoughts on it when you come back.
Yeah.
I don't want to say F because I'm expecting you to come back now. but yeah, let's take a look at our highlights on Anyone But You coming in tied for first, you guys. So, Rich, you gave 9 to the cast, 9 to the story, 8 to the acting, 8 to ending, 8 to genre and subgenre, and then a 7 to the direction. I gave a 10 to the cast, 8 to the ending, genre and subgenre, and then 7s to acting, visuals, direction, and sound. And because again, they did Unwritten at the end of the movie, and I had to give an extra point for that because they were all singing the song at different times of the ending, which was really cool. Killers is on Peacock and is really good with Ashton Kutcher, Pierce Brosnan, and Catherine O'Hara. And if I'm not mistaken, is that Katherine Heigl in Killers?
Didn't we watch that? Well, that was a Netflix movie where
Catherine Heigl. And this is 2010, so no, this isn't the one that we saw. But we did see something similar to this.
Yeah, or Pierce Brosnan is a hitman.
Yeah, that was a stupid one with Adam Devine and
I forget who Pierce Brosnan's wife was.
trying to remember the name of that damn movie. It was.
See, we watch a lot of movies.
We do. That was pretty recent. Outlaws. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was Outlaws, and who was Pierce Brosnan? It was Ellen Barkin was the wife.
Okay.
But yeah, that's Katherine Heigl's in that one, in Killers. I like that. That was fun. What's up, Huck?
What's up, Huck? Hope you're doing good, man.
Good buddy, Huckster. I was able to catch part of his morning mug that he does Tuesday mornings. So if you guys get a chance, definitely check that out. It's at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. I think 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And he goes for like an hour or so, talks about box office numbers and stories and things like that. Kind of like our movie news at 5,
yeah,
which is coming up on Friday. Not to segue from Huck's show to our show, but we do a movie news show on Friday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where we talk about new releases, theatrical trailers, things that just dropped, what's coming out to streaming, any, you know, rest in peace moments, any people that have died over the week, and then five pieces of movie news.
That seemed interesting to us.
Yeah, whatever we can find that we find interesting. Killers on the what? Katherine Heigl was in Killers. Thank you. Yeah, thought so. Thanks, guys. Because I'm trying to remember, because I remember Killers kind of reminds me of Night and Day, and I know this is a Tom Cruise movie that actually Rich doesn't like.
Yeah.
Because I like Night and Day, but they're very similar. Night and Day and Killers are very similar in the fact that one's like a CIA agent and one's just supposedly a regular girl, but she ends up doing stuff. But Night and Day has Cameron Diaz and Katherine Heigl's in Killers. So, and they came out at pretty much the same time,
actually. I think you're right. Did you see what Purple Rain's getting a 4K release?
I did not see that.
Yeah.
But everybody's saying, what's up, Tuck? A butter smooth segue, David. Thank you, brother. All right. Let's segue right back into the movie. I'm with Rich. Night and Day wasn't good. Thanks, Del. Yeah. So let's go to our final scores on Anyone But You, coming in tied for first, you guys, with The Marsh King's Daughter. There it is. IMDb is giving this a 6.2. Rotten Tomatoes critic score 56%. Audience score 87%. And again, Rich gave it a 74. I gave it a 73 for a total average score of 73.5.
That's crazy.
I was like, I don't know what to do.
I didn't know this, guys, until we went on air.
No, because he wants to be surprised with the total scores, and so he just sends me his individual scores for each category, and then I total them up, and I do my scores, and then I put his scores in so that I'm not influenced. And then, you know, and then average them out, and then I do the outro for the show. But what was I? Night and Day is actually a good movie. Killers is awful. Okay, Evan. Thank you.
Okay that you're wrong,
Evan. I enjoyed Night and Day as well. And Purple Rain on 4K. Yes, please. Purple Rain on 4K? Yes. Hopefully in a purple steelbook, dude. I'd get that.
Yeah, they announced Purple Rain and the original Terminator in 4K.
Dell, I noticed we often disagree on the same same of the silly movies. I like Night and Day. Miss Caveman doesn't because of Cruise. Okay. Right. She's not a Cruise fan. Same, not same. Night and Day is all right. Okay. I started a debate with Night and Day and Killers, and I apologize. I really did not mean to open up a can of worms.
You did.
I did. I totally opened a can of worms here. But we're talking, I think Anyone But You. Okay. We're coming into our final segment, and that is Where's my thing? Yes, that is Buy, Borrow, or Bail, where we're going to take our top three movies this week and decide which one we buy, which one we borrow, meaning watch once and that's it, and which one we don't want to watch at all. And our three are Anyone But You, Marsh King's Daughter, Rumble Through the Dark. Rich, which one are you buying, borrowing, and bailing on?
Of course, I'm going to buy The Love Story. I'm going to buy Anyone But You. I'm going to borrow Marsh King's Daughter, and I'm going to bail on Imaginary.
You're going to bail on Rumble Through the Dark.
Well, Rumble Through the Dark, yeah. I'm sorry. I was looking at the Imaginary poster.
It's the top three, not the bottom two.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking. My eyes are the way you have the poster. Staggered on the
Imaginary is at the top, so yeah, I'm gonna bail on that one. Yeah. We're both nailing on Imaginary and Night Shift. Yeah. So. But yeah, I'm gonna swap the first two, so I'm gonna buy Marsh King's Daughter, borrow Anyone But You, and then I will bail on Rumble Through the Dark.
Even though you bought it,
even though I bought it, but I would watch that again too. But if I had the choice, if I had to pick one of these to watch, I would pick Anyone But You.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But if I'm dealing with, I don't have anything else here. So something crappy in this, then I'll pick this. If I had Night Shift in this, then I pick this. All right. What else we got? Yeah, that is the way sometimes.
Good night. He always disagrees with me, though.
Good night, everyone. Okay. Bail on all of them. Reed, you weren't even here. Bailing on Reed. What's up, Reed? It's good to see you. David bought the first one. I did not. I bought.
You bought all three of them.
I did buy all three. in the top three tonight. But I did not.
The Abyss?
I did not. I picked up True Lies and Aliens.
See, I'm not a fan of True Lies. I don't think I'll pick that up.
I love True Lies. True Lies is my favorite Schwarzenegger movie.
I already have Aliens on Blu-ray, so I wasn't. Yes, I did watch X-Men 97. I fucking loved it. It was fantastic. Oh man, if you guys are not interested in checking out X-Men 97, I encourage you to change your mind. Those first two episodes were amazing. They were uncanny.
It's good to see you, brother. Yeah, I haven't seen any of 97 yet, but I love the original series, so I'm definitely down to watch that. I guess David bought me a movie, Anyone But You, since he is borrowing it. Yeah, shut up. No.
So what do we got coming up, man? What's on our schedule here?
Oh, that is a good question. Next week is huge, brother. So, meow. Okay. So,
yeah, my pussy ain't making noises tonight.
It just did. We just heard your pussy.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Next week is big. Next week we have Alex Figueroa from Geeks and Flex is going to be in house. Mm-hmm. And we have Roadhouse on Prime, which premieres Friday.
Yep.
We have Ghostbusters Frozen Afterlife, which also, you know, hits the theaters, well, tomorrow. The Color Purple
is on Max,
which is on Max. Napoleon, which is on Apple TV Plus, and Kill Me If You Dare, which is on Netflix.
Which was interesting. Oh, that was interesting. And that is a foreign movie. If you guys are going to watch along with us, it is a foreign movie. So just going to give you a heads up on that.
That's what she said. I haven't heard my pussy all night. Rich's enthusiasm got your pussies all riled up.
I didn't even hear.
But dude, really, really. Yeah. It's going to be a really good show next week.
And you said, Spirits is moving to Monday starting the
25th. Spirits of Spirits. So we don't have a show this week. We're starting Mondays, next Monday, the 25th. So we're going to have a show Monday, which is going to be Alien Events. We're going to be talking about the Foo Fighters of World War II. on our live stream, and then on Scare Network TV, we're going to be talking about the Battle Los Angeles.
Nice.
So that's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be great. And then we're skipping Easter, and then we're coming back on the 8th with our next haunted locations.
Awesome.
Which is going to be awesome.
April 4th will be on.
David is not liking the color purple. We're both looking
forward to watching that movie.
I don't want to watch it. I really don't.
I don't either. April 4th, we're not even supposed to watch this today. It comes back. It's on April 4th, Thursday. Yep. David and our partner in crime on that show, Adam, a.k.a. the Bearded Four Eyes Man, will be looking at Kevin Smith's Cop Out. He didn't write this movie. He directed it. So we'll be doing a little deep dive into the movie Cop Out on April 4th.
Yeah. That's always fun to come in with Adam and and do. We're not even supposed to watch this today. And you guys, that is now airing both on the Faces for Radio channel as well as Turner Fan 77's channel.
Just like By the Numbers.
Just like By the Numbers. So feel free to jump in on both channels and hit like if you could do that tonight would be great.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And, you know, and again, subscribe if you're not. And yeah, next week, I'm going to be really busy, but we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So really Wednesday, the 27th is the only day that we can do it. And then I am leaving the 28th to go back up to Northern California for a funeral. And then I will not be coming back until the 2nd of April. So, I will try to be online as much as I can, but you probably won't see me too much.
Yeah.
And I won't be posting a whole lot during that time. So, I'll wish you guys the best next week, but we'll be here next week for
By the Numbers.
For episode 62.
Yeah.
Of By the Numbers. If you both don't want to watch, skip it. Something else.
No.
Nope. Want to watch. We can't skip it. We got to watch
We're not quitters, man.
We're not quitters. We're just procrastinators.
Yeah.
we just take a long time to get started. And you can ask my
I'm going to start it after we record Movie News at 5. I'm going to start it tonight and hopefully finish it tomorrow.
Yeah. Rob says, K-Man, thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Well, that's it for tonight, man.
You were going to be on Mega Mike the Movie Man's channel next month.
Yeah, but that changed. But
since it was on a Friday, you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I have now taken your place.
Oh, perfect.
So I am going to be on Mega Mike the Movie Man's channel on April 26th for Rotten or Not. Was it Split the Room Game? Is what it is. So hopefully you guys catch me on there. More on this as it develops, as we get closer. I'll give you the dates and the times and all that. But right now it's April 26th, I believe 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern. But hopefully you can catch me on Mega Mike the Movie Man's channel for that one. We got a good group, and it's going to be awesome. But yeah, Rich couldn't do it, and I couldn't do the one that he wanted to have me on because he wanted to do it on a Monday. And since Spirits of Spirits moved to Monday, I was like, can't. So I just took your place. So
I tagged out, man. I tagged out. You tagged in.
I hope to represent you.
Oh yeah. If it's comedies, you'll do better than I will.
It's basically like I'm supposed to argue whether a movie is good that I think is rotten, or a movie is rotten that I think is not rotten, or something like that. It has nothing to do with Rotten Tomatoes. It's an interesting game because you the goal of the thing is to convince half the people in the room that you're right. So the more people you have to have equal number of people voting against you than for you.
Right.
And then you get full points for that. But if you convince too many people, then you're not going to get any points. So, or if you don't convince anybody. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't quite know how the game is going to work yet, but, I'm going to have fun with it. I've got some plans. I've got some plans for a movie that I'm going to do. Yeah, me too. I'm, I'm glad to be able to represent Faces for Radio in your place. And we'll see what happens, but I'm looking forward to that. Caveman jumped over on your channel and said, hey to Huck. Caveman. So appreciate that, Caveman. But yeah, what do you say we get out of here, brother?
Let's get out of here, man. Thank you everyone good. For being in the chat.
Dell, thank you, brother. I love you, man. This is more my wife's family's loss, but still, she's a person that I've called mom for the last 25 years. So, because I lost my mother when I was 21, and my stepmother's never been a mother to me, but my wife's mother has been. So to lose her, this is a big loss to the entire family. And we really appreciate all your prayers and well wishes and
condolences to your family, man.
Make like a tree and beat it.
I don't beat a tree, but I beat my knee. If that's
I was gonna make like wood and beat it, maybe.
But anyway, thank you guys for
appreciate
watching.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah. Have a great night, you guys. Yeah, this has been great, you guys. Take care, be safe, and we'll see you next time on the Faces for Radio podcast. Bye, everybody.
See you guys. God bless.